From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a brief musical interlude. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
I don't know what that is, but before we get to it, I am a motorcycle rider.
Really?
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, man, that's my life, man.
Oh, cool.
Since I was 8 years old.
Awesome.
Every year, I think this might be the last year I ride, mostly because of freaking people drive like crazy. I'm not worried about me. I'm just worried about somebody hitting me that's not, you know, texting or whatever. When you're riding a motorcycle, you start looking in windows and everybody's texting. You think, yeesh. Yeah. Anywho, then every year.
That's the main reason I stopped. There's just nowhere I could ride that I didn't have to, you know, go through death-defying traffic.
Every year the weather turns nice, I get on my motorcycle and I think, nah, it's too much fun. Maybe next year I'll quit. But I just saw the first ad I've ever seen for airbags for motorcyclists. I think I'd heard about this, but I'd never seen an ad for it before.
Wow.
You wear this thing, it looks like a plastic vest, and it's got an airbag on the front and the back. And like airbags in a car, it can go off in milliseconds.
Yeah.
And I guess that would protect you if... I ain't going to help my head.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, that's funny. One guy I know got hit. He got his I tell my son this because he's into riding motorcycles now. The number one wreck for motorcyclists is somebody turning left in front of you. They don't see you coming. It's that weird thing, the way the brain works. You're looking for cars so you don't see the motorcycle. It's funny that the brain can work that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the number one fatality wreck for motorcycles. First of all, half of all motorcycle fatalities are alcohol related. So if you don't get drunk on your motorcycle, you cut down your chances of dying by quite a bit. And secondly, the number one reason is people turn left in front of you. So I tell my son, I look out for just assume they're going to turn. Just assume they're. I had a friend who started riding motorcycles in his 50s. I never like to hear that. It's not the time to pick up a new skill that requires a lot of muscle memory that you should have built for many, many years. But anyway, somebody turned left in front of him and hit him in the side, and it punctured his lungs and stuff like that. I wonder if the airbag thing probably would have helped with that, maybe.
Could have, yeah. That's intriguing.
It is intriguing. But then are you laying on top of this big pillow thing and rolling around in the street?
If I'm alive, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly, but it's...
Please. My entire life is an embarrassment, so that wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't even register. That's a blip.
I'll have to look into that. Maybe that becomes a thing I get for my son.
And they aren't lame looking, too. I mean, it looks like a regular vest.
No, they look cool. Yeah, that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, you don't look like the Michelin man riding down the road?
Yeah. There.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do we do this first, Michael? We're kind of cleaning out the sound fridge, I suppose, but clip number 21. Thanks, metal guy.
21. The Justice Department moving to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The DEA is proposing to allow the medical use of cannabis, acknowledging it does less harm than other drugs like heroin and ecstasy. But the proposal would still not legalize it for recreational use, although many states have already done so. The federal regulatory review will likely take months.
I've long thought it needs to be taken off of Schedule One, just so that we can do more experiments to understand the effect of THC, particularly in high doses, to young brains. You can't, it's incredibly difficult and complicated to do medical experiments with Schedule One stuff. You just have to go through layers and layers of bureaucracy and permits and that sort of thing. I think we ought to be damned knowledgeable about what pot does to young brains, like, to quote the former Governor Reagan of California, like the day before yesterday.
Well, another thing I worry about with raising kids is, pot's legal and available everywhere. But from what I understand, and I never got into pot, so I don't know much about it. But like I was talking to somebody the other day, pot fiend, former pot fiend, who was just talking about pot today or the stuff you can buy at the dispensaries compared to what they smoked when they were like in high school. And it's just a completely different world of how strong it is, according to them. And so can we come up with like different names? I mean, like as we talk about beer and whiskey, we don't usually refer to alcohol just in general. You know, are you drinking
beer?
Had
an alcohol last night.
Right. Can we do that with pot? Were we like changed? What are you talking about here?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting idea. You could discuss the THC concentration or the whatever ended up in your bloodstream. I don't even know what terminology to use, but yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, because the you know, when I was in college, we would have what we called Iowa ditchweed, which was not very potent at all. And then occasionally you'd get the sticky bud, the Vulcan mind eraser. And they were completely different. It was like a glass of beer and a glass of whiskey, as you point out. And it's, we're way, way too cavalier. I'm not anti-legalization exactly, But I read a lot about the problems of overuse, especially among young people. And it's serious. It can cause serious, terrible neurological problems. And you don't want to be cavalier about it. I'm a libertarian. I believe in knowing exactly what I'm putting in my body. And if I decide to do something stupid because I like to alter my senses, that's my right. But I'm not pro stupidity or ignorance. Know what you're doing. Know what that substance is, what it does to your brain. I was just reading about this syndrome where you have permanent changes to your brain from psychedelics. It's fairly rare. Some people get it like after the first time, some because they're acid heads. I've known acid casualties and their lives are not good. But it became clear to me as I got out of my younger years and was kind of in, not middle age, but just before it, whatever that is, the idea that I'm going to mess with my brain chemistry and then it'll go back to normal is quite a dangerous game to play, because sometimes it doesn't go back to normal. And you should know that.
So this
anyway, end of sermon.
This pot fiend I was talking about how they grew up on the East Coast and were used to regularly using pot and then came to California. And this was years ago, but they smoke pot in California. It's like, whoa, what the hell is that? Yeah. And so, I mean, so, you know, to have one term that applies to Cheech and Chong were not, you know, sitting around in their van. Cheech and Chong movies were popular in the 70s and 80s there, Katie.
I know Cheech and Chong are.
Pot smokers. But we played guitars with Chong in the studio once years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, really? Tommy Chong. Good yeah, times. He's a charming guy. Yeah, couldn't have been sweeter.
But Cheech and Chong were not sitting around smoking the pot that is going to make your brain melt and you're useless for the day. That is a different thing.
My mom thinks Cheech and Chong are the two funniest people on the planet, and for her birthday, I got her a cameo from Tommy Chong.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, of him singing happy birthday to my mom. It was awesome.
What did that cost?
I think it was like $150. I don't really remember.
Yeah. I didn't guess that about your mom. Okay.
Oh, loved it.
Speaking of which, why not? Let's play clip 11. This is the original artist. This is Afro Man.
Gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high.
Oh,
he wasn't gonna show all them pics, but Hunter got high.
Come on.
He should have let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hey. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La la da da da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. Thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why.
On,
yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Come on, man.
So Colin Jost made a joke the other night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner about that being his cocaine that was found at the White House. That ever get nailed down? Whose cocaine that was?
No. And as commentators pointed out, including me at the time, the only way that answer doesn't surface is that they didn't want the answer to surface. The Secret Service didn't. The most surveilled a building on Earth?
Right.
Come on. Come on. I have no idea who Fernando Ufrit is in clip number 10.
Is he's a musician and he does impressions and he's all over Instagram and TikTok.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm old and I'm unhip to this sort of thing. On the other hand, I do know the song and I am familiar with the singer. Michael, unleash it, would you please?
You guys. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. You guys! I see the girls were baddest in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head on till my darkness goes.
So why is Cartman singing a Rolling Stones classic?
Because he can, because Jack.
Because it's hilarious is why. Although, in this, I mean, if somebody told me, hey, you want to hear Eric Cartman sing Paint It Black and did this, I would be rolling around laughing and admiring their skills. AI will do it in a second.
I want to see
my favorite part is this guy looks, he looks like a big, bad ZZ Top beard motorcycle guy.
Oh, really?
He just looks like a metal rocker that he did this.
He does a good Cartman.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I'll AI the guy's face and his beard and the guitar and somebody singing like Cartman, and it'll take a tenth of a second.
It's There's copyrighted. No fun in that.
It's copyrighted, goddammit.
See, that's it's right, Katie. There's no fun in that. It's like sucking the soul out of human life.
Well, we'll have to figure that out. I don't know how people are going to react to that.
By dying off, that's how they're going to react to it. Well, humankind is going to die off.
The example I keep using on the whole AI thing is, so computers finally got better than humans at chess, but like competitive chess is more popular than it's ever been. It didn't ruin it like a lot of people thought it would. The computers are better than Magnus Carlsen, who's the world's best chess player. But he's the most popular chess player since, I don't know, going way, way back. So,
is that the guy who put a viro egg up him?
No. He doesn't.
Allegedly?
He does not
cheat. That was the other guy.
He does not cheat like that. Right. But anyway, so people still appreciate the human.
Katie's making her. Wait a minute. What?
Did you miss that story?
What the F are you talking about?
There was a competitive chess guy who was winning a lot of matches, and they finally figured out that he was cheating. But he had suitcased a vibrating piece of equipment that
his confederate, who was watching the match, would signal him the proper move to make.
So he had help.
Allegedly.
I don't think it's allegedly. I think it's nailed down.
Let's see. Knight 2, King's 3.
So how did they bust him?
They strip search at the end of every match.
They metal detectored his ass. I mean, how did this happen?
We went pretty. What you don't when you play chess, you don't have a body cavity search. That's just part of the routine.
By the way, the game is chess.
Michael,
we went big on this story because it was so damned entertaining at the time. So he was not that good a chess player because they actually have rankings. And he was not that good, and all of a sudden he started beating all these people, so they knew something was up. And how they figured he had a vibrating egg up his hiney, I don't remember how they nailed that down.
Oh boy.
That's a commitment to the sport, though. The sport of chess.
You're gonna feel a little pressure. Then it's off to the chessboard.
And I'd be thinking to the chess player who's watching the match and giving me hints. Oh, was that two dots and one dash or two? I hate to do it, ask for it again, but I missed that signal.
Or maybe you start thinking, hey, give me that signal again, just so I can be sure.
Yeah, I missed that one. How about to four more times on that signal?
I wonder how many options of cheating they went through before they landed on this one.
Seems like there'd have to be a better one.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, his confederate kept coming up with other ideas. And he kept saying, no, let's go with the egg. No,
I like
let's
my
go with
idea.
The egg up me.
Now I'm committed to having the egg up me.
Oh.
Well, I could just get a laser pointer and maybe shine on the wall. No.
I think we stick with the egg.
There's a guy that was a backgammon champion, but I'm not going to tell the story. It was
Michael!
Just too horrible.
Yeah, it's a string and a weight. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I guess that's it.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC, We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.